Side 1. Possessed by sound.
I am the Edison Phonograph, created by the great wizard of the New World to delight those who have never
been. Good evening. This is Admiral.
Serve your friends the beer with that new 1952 taste. Y'all to taste
it. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the President?
Today I also got a letter from Emil. In his P.S., he said we ski in 43. I sure hope so.
And also, this, so that we know where we're at and what we're doing, this is Christmas 1958. In the Carmen Coppola home at 4 Briarfield Drive, Great Neck, Long Island.
Well, Augie,
and
Joy,
we have had
Merry Christmas.
You, Joy, he went to bed with trousers on. Lunch warm. Did he love my son?
Those are the voices of my family, captured on disc, on tape, in time. Our family has been recording itself for as long as I can remember, preserving itself in sound. I'm Francis Coppola. Welcome to NPR's Lost and Found Sound. This collection is drawn from some 80 stories that have aired over the last 5 years on NPR's All Things Considered, Eccentric, Endangered, and Undiscovered Sounds and Oral Traditions. Lost and Found Sound and Beyond. 12 stories, dozens of collaborators, a glimpse of the recorded legacy of this noisy nation.
Well, this is a real Rolling Stone tape recorder we got here, and it's about to run out of tape.
We start with two tales from Memphis, a city that helped shape the soundtrack of 20th century America. For recording pioneer Sam Phillips, sound was it.
This Becky's a Mike Hogg. We had to knock her off the tape before y'all.
Before Sun Studios, before he recorded Elvis Presley, Howlin' Wolf.